Gotham was there with me, and there was a chair there in the corner, and I was sitting down in the corner. McLaughlin was just walking around. He was talking to somebody, and along came this lady, and she tapped McLaughlin on the shoulder, and he turned, "Oh, Miss Pink. Hello, Miss Pink. Come over here. I'd like to introduce you to the gentleman who has put on this marvellous display." So he brought Miss Pink over, Olive Pink. I'd heard of her, but I hadn't met her at the stage. And I said, "Oh, how do you do? This is very nice to see you." And McLaughlin said, "Well, I must be off. I've very important work to do." So he left me with Miss Pink, and she turned to me and she said, "Get me a chair, young man." So I think it was the Water Resources pump had a show display opposite us, and the fella came running out of there with a chair, and he said, "Here, here, here." She sat down and I sat down on the chair too. I was looking round the alleyway and I looked up and I saw Jock Nelson coming towards me, and he's waving, and all of a sudden he saw Miss Pink and he dropped his wave about turn 180 degrees and he was gone. And it was only a little while after that Sam called. same result. And the next thing, Ryle walks in, resplendent in his uniform, and Miss Pink spotted him before I spotted him, and she said, "He's seen me. Watch the coward turn around and run away." Which he did. He's gutless. He is gutless. Oh dear. Some funny things happened.
So who was Miss Pink?
Olive Pink. She was the terror of Alice Springs. She used to always be complaining about the police not doing anything for her. There's a play, I think it's on at Brown's Mart at the moment, and she is depicted in this. She's a well-known figure, I don't know who she'd be bloody well like. But she was a battler for the Aboriginals. She knew that they had shortcomings, but they had to be sort of looked after. Very, very straight woman. Penelope Keith type. You know Penelope Keith from the TV programs? Very straight-backed, tall. Quite a... not a bad-looking woman, actually. She was... she had been probably very handsome in her time.
Wasn't there a story about her and the airlines?
Oh, yeah, she used to think that these small aircraft were always taking off and flying over her place because she had an outside shower where she used to go out and shower, and they used to fly over the top of it so they get a look at her naked under the shower. And also people used to come past and throw pebbles on her roof. That was later proven to be a palm tree which used to shed the odd, I think it was a date palm or something, used to shed the odd seed, and it had dropped down on her roof, and she reckoned it was somebody going past throwing projectiles and things like that onto her roof